we welcome in our friend Mark Kalnin from Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Very, very good, thanks. How's your Friday so far?
It's going all right. It's nice weather, nice for this time of year. Can't be much better, right?
No, it's a pretty good, unless you're here in the Bangor Brewer area and you're dealing with the smoke from the old Perk plant in Orrington, which I don't know. The last I knew, there was the potential for a postponement or two of football tonight because of that.
Yeah, the one Winslow John Baps got moved to Monday. They're going to play in Herman on Monday night, I think at 6. So that's the only one I know of. I think Brewer's playing, and I know Orono just got word that they could play. So I'm not sure if there's anything else, but I know Winslow John Baps got moved to Monday.
That might be a first right there, burning trash plant postponement.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Man, oh man. By the way, the Brewer game tonight, in case people don't know, it's a 6 o'clock start tonight for the homecoming game for the Brewer Witches tonight.
That's they host MCI, so that could be a very close game.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the marquee games to keep an eye on this weekend?
Well, we have Chris out covering. We'll have videos on the page and interviews of Foxcroft at Herman. That's a big Class D, Class C matchup. Foxcroft's the Class D team. But Foxcroft, they handled Herman last year. This could be a good game. Foxcroft, they're going to get tested here the next 2 weeks, I think. They got Herman tonight. And then a game that we'll have next Friday night is at Nokomis at Foxcroft. So a couple Class C games, and I think this might help get them ready for postseason play. Even if they, I mean, I'm not sure if they will, but even if they fall in one of them, I think it's going to benefit them, the competition here in the next 2 weeks.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'll look forward to those. Let's check in on some of the other sports, too. What's happening in the world of field hockey here in Eastern Maine?
Oh, what a game I saw the other day. Nokomis defeated Dexter 1-0. Dexter came into the game not allowing any goals all season, and then they allowed, Regan King got the goal. And Ella Drummond, I just want to mention her, the goalkeeper for Nokomis, literally just stopped everything. I mean, Dexter had 22 corners, but they couldn't get one in. It was because of her. Obviously goal is a big part of the team, but you don't, I mean, she basically won that game by her play in the second half. So kudos to her and in that one. Dexter, though, they're still the top team in Class C. A big win for Nokomis in Class B there to get that 1-0 win.
All right. How about in girls soccer?
Girls soccer, I want to mention a couple teams. I know Dexter again, but the eight-player league, Dexter's undefeated. They're rolling. George Stevens, though, they're I think they're 8-1, 7-1, or something like that. But they lost to Dexter 8-1, and every other game they play, they've outscored opponents 44-1. So I guess that shows how well Dexter's playing too. You know what I mean? I mean, George Stevens done that to everybody else. So kudos to them. Bucksport Girls, a big win last night. They defeated MDI 3-2. So that they're doing their thing, playing well. Bucksport full game, and the Foxcroft girls soccer team. Mention them. They're 8-0 in Class C. So right now, I think Foxcroft, Bucksport, Fort Kent in Class C are very competitive. Old Town had a big win the other night against Caribou.
And who's been impressive so far in the boys' soccer ranks?
A lot of teams have stepped up. George Stevens, Mount View was a big one last night. Mount View came away with a win. So, they remain undefeated there in Class C, and the only two losses for George Stevens have been against Mount View. So that's kind of kudos to them. And I mentioned a team in they're in our region, but they're in Class 8 player South is Greenville. They got a player Liam Mason who would be a top player in any class. He got his 100th goal there a couple of weeks ago and. Very solid player, and the PCHS boys team, they're number one in the South, the North, 8-player North division. So very quality teams there. Some games recently have got postponed and moved. I know Penobscot Christian is a team that usually plays the games in Orrington at the Calvary Church there, but they moved that game this afternoon to Dexter, so they're playing there, and a couple other games, John Babb's got postponed last night, and a few other ones did as well. So kind of things moving around. But honestly, weather-wise, though, we haven't had a bad fall, so we haven't had, you know, teams not really backed up.
That's good to hear. Absolutely. Hey, I have to ask you about this before we let you go. Were you surprised about Terry Francona's decision to come back and manage again?
Yeah, because, you know, the reason he got done was his health is what we heard.
And, right.
You know, maybe he's got a clear bill of health, and he's definitely going to make a difference because that team has a lot of talent, Cincinnati. And you know, you saw what he did, obviously, with the Red Sox, and, you know, he did pretty well in Cleveland also. Didn't win one, but he definitely kept them competitive all those years. And I wouldn't be surprised if Cincinnati's playing this time of year next year.
I think you're right there. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Great stuff as always, Mark. Appreciate you making time for us. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you. It's Mark Cowlin. Every Friday afternoon here on Downtown with our high school report, which is brought to you by Swetz Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. 26 minutes past 4 o'clock.